After rejecting a similar concession package last month, about 1,500 steelworkers at Harley voted yesterday by a margin of 9-5 to accept the revised proposal. The deal sets up lower pay, but still at least $18 an hour for new workers. Existing workers will still make $29 an hour, but lose cost of living adjustments for a few years and could have to pay health insurance premiums. In return, Harley-Davidson now plans to expand a plant in the Milwaukee area and add about 100 jobs. Steelworkers Union Local President Jim Wieland says the new package passed because union leaders did a better job of explaining the deal.
We communicated with the people. We talked to them. We had a lot of dialogue. We answered their questions.
Harley-Davidson had threatened to expand elsewhere in the U.S., but Wieland says the agreement keeps all the motorcycle powertrain work in Wisconsin. He says that's good for Harley's customers.
Well, you can rest assured you're going to have the best damn powertrain on the market today.
Wieland says the state of Wisconsin still plans to provide financial assistance to Harley to help expand the Menominee Falls plant. Chuck Wormbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.